Well, listen, there's no doubt ATU have nothing to do with this decision to move Letterkenny. We contacted ATU and the Donegal ATB because they were two organisations referenced by the Junior Minister, Marion Harkin, and the Shannon reply last week. So we contacted, asked them for their thoughts on it and why they had backed the move, but ATU said it clearly that they had absolutely nothing to do with the move, and while the Donegal ATB haven't officially returned any correspondence to me, I've been talking to some people from the ATB, and they've no knowledge of any contact with the board, you know, that they're aware of anything, you know. So this is all part of the so-called comprehensive consultation that the Managed Committee say they have been involved in. So far we know the teachers that they talked about haven't been consulted. Now we know that ATU and the ATB haven't been consulted. So that's why we're looking for the management plan, which will probably bring you on to your next topic, you know.
Now, it seems that the move, again, going by some of the correspondence that you have received, looks very likely to take place at the end of March. And again, this is very much against the wishes of a lot of the staff.
Yeah, well, listen, the staff made it clear that they're not in a position to move their jobs, Letterkenny. The administration staff, you know, it takes somewhere around an hour and a half to drive to Letterkenny from Donegal Town at busy times. You know, that's an hour and a half over, an hour and a half back. And maybe it's up to 3 days a week. 50 euros of diesel. You know, the administration staff just aren't in a position to move their job. I wouldn't undertake to move my job if I was getting nothing extra for it. I'm sure you wouldn't, John, and nobody else would either. Why should people have to move 60 kilometres in their job, get absolutely nothing extra for it? You know, it's just not fair.
And all this is going on while you are waiting for a response from the Minister of Education on this. Has any correspondence come through from Helen McEntee?
No, we haven't heard anything yet. Now, we did get a copy of the business plan yesterday. We thought that if we got a copy of the business plan, we could have a look at to see what the business plan said, but it was completely and utterly, I would say, 95% redacted, you know, so there's absolutely no information on it. So we're waiting to see with the Minister, but as days tick on, you know, it's getting closer and closer. You know, we have the AGM tomorrow night. The Management Committee have arranged the 2023 AGM. Now this is 2025 and they're still running the 2023 AGM. So I think it shows the lack of governance in the Management Committee, and I think we need to, well, teachers from South Donegal, from all over Donegal really, need to take a good look at this and say this is the people that are representing them, you know. This Management Committee represents the teachers, the length and breadth of Donegal, you know, and it's just not good enough. You know, our elected representatives have asked for information, and none of them have got a meeting or information or even got to talk to some of the Management Committee. You know, and these are the people elected by the people of Donegal, and they can't get answers. You know, so the Minister won't give us answers, and the Management Committee won't engage with us at all. So I think it's time that serious questions are asked to this Management Committee. And you know, the AGM tomorrow night is a good chance for teachers in Donegal to ask these questions. And I think, you know, remove the Management Committee that is in it and elect a committee that actually reflect the wishes and the thoughts of Donegal teachers.
And with the 2023 AGM only taking place tomorrow night, again with this whole situation the way that's been rumbling on for the last number of months now at this stage, again there'll be concerns here over governance issue if an AGM for 2023 is only taking place towards the end of March in 2025.
Yeah, well, I think the directors position is untenable. You know, the director needs to step down immediately. I think, you know, you can't have a position where AGMs aren't taking place. You know, there's no correspondence with elected representatives or the media or anybody else. They're putting out these statements which simply aren't true. And, you know, moving despite the wishes of the people in Donegal and the wishes of the staff, they're going ahead with their move. You know, they've moved some stuff out of the centre in Donegal town already. In fact, they moved furniture out of Donegal Town on Friday and then had to take it back again on Monday when they realised that the furniture was owned by the building and not the Donegal Education Centre itself. So, listen, they have no idea what they're doing. You know, the lack of governance is astounding, you know, and I think the director needs to look at his position very carefully and probably step down.